Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, May 27th. Today is National Grape Popsicle Day, which means summer is officially close enough that we can all start pretending a frozen stick of purple sugar counts as hydration. Coming up today, Inyo Search and Rescue helps a lost hiker near South Lake. Mono County is waiving fees for defensible space cleanup. Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors Camp still has a few spots open. Sierra Classic Theater is looking for murder mystery script ideas. Northern Inyo Healthcare District is hiring K2. Gold has begun its next phase of exploration at Conglomerate Mesa. Bishop Youth Football and Cheer signups continue. National Trails Day is coming up, and we'll have your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by the committee to elect Dana Crome Inyo County Superior Court Judge. Dana Crome is running for Inyo County Superior Court Judge with a focus on competent, fair, and impartial justice for everyone in Inyo County. With more than 35 years of legal experience across criminal and civil law, deep community ties, and a record of leadership and professionalism, Dana Crome says she is ready to serve Inyo County on the Superior Court bench. Learn more at electdanacromejudge.com. Ad paid for by the committee to elect Dana Crome Superior Court Judge 2026. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. On Thursday, May 14th, Inyo Search and Rescue received a call out at 3:05 p.m. for a lost hiker near the Treasure Lakes Junction on the South Lake Trail. The hiker had gotten separated from his friends and lost the trail due to the patchy snow conditions. Multiple attempts to guide him back to the trail via 911 texting were not effective. Seven rescuers met in Bishop and six deployed to the South Lake Trailhead to locate the missing hiker. The hiker appeared to have moved location with each text to 911, so searchers were not sure of his exact location and spread out to search efficiently. At around the same time the hiker was located, his friends were also coming down the trail, unaware that their friend had called for help. Once everyone was reunited, Inyo Sar walked the group back to the parking lot. Though it was a scary situation for the lost hiker, thankfully no one was injured and the mission was swift and successful. This is a great example of how important it is to stay together when in a group and to ensure that slower group members don't get left behind. Come prepared with navigation, tools, and knowledge of how to use them. Even though the hike seemed straightforward, the lingering snow made route finding difficult at times. Lastly, if one does find themselves lost, it is important to stay put and wait for rescue and not wander further into the backcountry. Thank you, Inyo County Search and Rescue. You ready to clear your defensible space for fire protection? Mono County is waiving gate fees at landfills and transfer stations for a load of clean wood, up to 580 pounds or 1 cubic yard, or flammable organics per coupon. The rules. Coupons required. Pick up your waiver coupons from your local fire department and write your street address and town on them. Clean loads only. The waiver applies only to segregated tree limbs, shrubs, brush, and flammable organics. Mixed loads containing household trash or construction waste will not be accepted. Residential only. No contractors, dump trucks, or commercial vehicles allowed. Bonus. Free wood chips are available at the landfill for any residents who want them. Questions? Call Mono County Public Works at 760-932-5447 for landfill hours and directions. There's still a few spots left in this year's Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors Camp. Now, in its 10th year, the camp is a free, professionally led outdoor program for youth from the Eastern Sierra ages 13 through 18. All necessary equipment is available to lend and no experience is required. Participants will spend the week exploring the mountains in our backyard, learning rock climbing, backpacking, mountain skills, and more. This year's camp runs from June 23rd through the 28th. You interested in more information or signing up? Visit SierraForever.org or email education@SierraForever.org. Calling all writers, Sierra Classic Theater is accepting script ideas for its 2026 murder mystery this fall. Email a cover letter, brief synopsis, and up to 10 pages of script to SCT@SierraClassicTheater, that's spelled R-E, not E-R, .org, by June 14th, or call Allison at 323-646-5055 with questions. Pay is $400. Northern Inyo Healthcare District is currently hiring for multiple career openings. Join a compassionate, high-performing team dedicated to improving our communities. Current openings include RHC/NIH Medical Assistant 2, Chemistry Lead, Report Analyst, perinatal RN, surgery RN, decision support analyst, Rad Tech 2 and 3. I'm Rad Tech 1, so. Physical therapy assistant, physical therapist 1, 2, and 3. For more information on duties, requirements, salary, and benefits, visit nih.org/careers. On Monday, May 18th, Canadian company K2 Gold officially began its recently approved second phase of gold exploration on conglomerate Mesa. Over 14,000 people submitted comments to the Bureau of Land Management, voicing their concerns and opposition. As a result of this public input, the BLM is requiring K2 Gold to access conglomerate Mesa by helicopter only to reduce the number of drill sites and to build timber frame pads to minimize ground disturbance. Despite these changes, the project's impact remains high. With 6 months of 24/7 drilling, 555 helicopter flights from Lone Pine Airport, and over 10,000 gallons of water usage. In addition, K2 Gold has already announced plans for a third phase of exploration. We remain very concerned about the likely negative impacts to species and the fragile desert ecosystem of this very special landscape, said Wendy Schneider, executive director, Friends of the Inyo. Conglomerate Mesa is no place for mining. Local conservation groups and citizens are carefully monitoring all activities related to K2 Gold's exploration project and are dedicated to protecting this desert gem. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good. Really good. Eastern Sierra now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Signups for Bishop Youth Football and Cheerleading are still open until June 1st. Visit sjvfootball.com to register. The program is open to ages 6 through 14, currently in 7th grade or younger. All protective gear is provided, helmets, pads, football pants, and personalized jerseys. Gear fitting will be the second week of June. Practice starts Monday, July 6th. All players and cheerleaders are required to have a current 2026 physical to begin practice. The physical form can be found pinned on the program's Facebook page and has been given to local doctor's offices. The program is still in need of a freshman head coach. If they are not able to find one for the freshman season, the season will be forfeited. Please contact Aaron if you are interested, 760-920-4123. Join the Town of Mammoth Lakes and the Inyo National Forest on June 6th for National Trails Day, and this at the start of the 2026 Summer of Stewardship. Begin your morning with a free breakfast and quick safety talk at the Sherwin Meadows Trailhead at 9 a.m. Then head out to give back to the trails and help make a difference in our community. Volunteer activities include trailhead beautification, trail maintenance and delineation, landscape restoration, and general cleanup. Swing by the Mammoth Lakes Recreation website to learn more and check out all the stewardship events this summer. Unfortunately, we have some obits to go over here. This one is in loving memory of Shelley Shaw. Shelley Shaw, age 51, passed away unexpectedly on March 6, 2026, surrounded by her family. Shelley was born on April 9, 1975, in Lancaster, California, to Lee and Mary Neas. In December of 1979, the family moved to Bishop, California. Shelley attended Bishop Schools kindergarten through high school. She graduated from Bishop Union High School in 1993. Shelley and her high school sweetheart, Waylon Shaw, were married on August 2, 1995. Their daughter, Summer, was born on June 7, 1995. The three of them moved to Eureka, California shortly after Summer was born. Shelley worked at Vector Physical Therapy Rehab in Humboldt State University. Shelley is survived by her parents, Lee and Marie Nias, her husband of 30 years, Waylon Shaw, her daughter, Summer Shaw, and boyfriend, Jesse Savage, her sister, Nikki Rossi, and husband, Brian Rossi, her niece, Laura Aguilera, and husband, Levi Aguilera, and her nephew, Kevin Rossi. A memorial service will be held on May 29th at 3 p.m. at Whiskey Creek in the patio area. Rosalie Jean Dominguez, lovingly known as Rosie O'Grady, passed away on May 11th at the age of 86. She was born in Wichita, Kansas, daughter of Berta and Harlan Harvey. Rosie moved to California with her parents in the early 1950s and remained in California until her passing. During her youth, Rosie worked in agricultural farming as a picker in Central California. She surprised many of the other pickers with her focus on hard work with no complaints. Her first marriage was in 1960 to Robert Scott. Rosie had two boys, Michael and James, that she loved so very much. Unfortunately, the marriage turned sour and Rosie moved to live with her parents in Redding, California. Rosie started work at Sabrina Lake Camp in the late 60s with Ralph Dominguez. Rosie and Ralph married in 1970 and were happily in love. They worked together providing food, tackle, and lodging, and a sense of family to a great many vacationers who enjoyed the Eastern Sierra High Country. When the land lease ended, Forestry Department, they were directed to remove all traces of Camp Sabrina. Rosie and Ralph then moved to Chalfont Valley, where they built and operated the D&D Market for many years. The store is now known as Flo's Diner and now Latin Market 2. Rosie worked at Northern Inyo Hospital as a nurse's aide for more than 20 years. She was also an active member of the Ladies Auxiliary of VFW Post 8988 in Bishop, California. Rosie had a deep spiritual connection with local Native American indigenous people and was known as Loki Rose. Rosie is survived by her son Michael Scott and his wife Teresa of Eugene, Oregon. Her son James Scott and his wife Sherry of Lakeport, California, her grandsons Clayton Scott of Mountain View, California, Douglas Scott of Irvine, California, and Andrew Scott and his wife Mara of Klamath Falls, Oregon. Her great-granddaughter Annabella Natalia Bernadette Espinoza of Kelseyville, California, and her cousin Carol Nyland of Grand Junction, Colorado. A celebration of life will be held on June 2nd at the VFW 484 Short Street in Bishop, California, between the hours of 3 and 5 p.m. Rosie will always be remembered for her warm heart, million-dollar smile, beautiful blue eyes, and loving spirit. The family extends a big thank you to her many friends throughout the Owens Valley. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, the 395 stop where the smoke is real, the plates are serious, and I'll just grab something quick, has ruined many perfectly reasonable afternoon plans. Whether you're headed to a local event, coming back from the mountains, or just looking for a reason to stop in Big Pine, Copper Top Barbecue is always worth putting on the calendar. Visit coppertopbarbecue.com for more. Now, here's what's coming up around the Eastern Sierra. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Inyo Council for the Arts are presenting a free art show and mixer tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the ICA Gallery. The show will feature Inyo County student art murals. Food and drink will be offered. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce are hosting Community Coffee on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. over Zoom. This month's theme is the town's upcoming 4th of July celebration, and the featured coffee shop is Black Velvet. Visit the Mammoth Chamber events calendar online for the Zoom link. IMACA is holding two food distributions in Mono County on Thursday. The first will take place in Walker at the Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. and the other in Bridgeport at the Community Center from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Service is free. You can sign up online at imaca.net and designate someone to pick up the food for you if you are unable to. The farm-to-table market returns this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Independence American Legion Hall on Thursday at 6 p.m. Personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart-healthy diets, and county resources. The library encourages the community to attend. Inyo County First 5 is hosting a book fair on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. A variety of books for readers ages 0 through 12 will be available, and children ages 0 through 12 will receive free books and reading toys. Parents can choose a free literacy tool to encourage reading at home. And for more happenings in the community, head over to the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app and check out the community calendar. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Wednesday, May 27th. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thanks again to Dana Crome for Superior Court Judge for sponsoring today's newscast. Eastern Sierra Now news airs on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. For everything in between, find us at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now app, on social media, and, of course, YouTube for video news, interviews, and local programs. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Stay cool. Stay found on the trail. And remember, on National Grape Popsicle Day, if your tongue turns purple, it's not a medical emergency. It's just commitment. Have a great day, everybody.